Please note that the opinions or views of the guest and or the host of any of the radio broadcasts broadcasted on the Urban Flavor Radio Network are not necessarily the direct opinions or views of the Urban Flavor Radio Network, its advertisers, and or affiliates. The Urban Flavor Radio Network is hereby held harmless against any of the opinions, views, and or the content of the following show.
Front. What you gonna do when the people go home and you wanna smoke weed but the reefer's all gone and somebody had the nerve to take the herb out of the doobie ashtray? Why they do me that way? What you gonna do when your friends go home and you wanna drink a beer but your ears all gone?
Hey, 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 what up, dupesters? How y'all feeling? We back with another hot show. Y'all already know what it is. It's your girl, Kaya. Thank y'all for tuning in. This is yours truly, Pastor Doobie. I am so, so happy to be with y'all this week, y'all, for real, for real. It has been quite a whirlwind for me, y'all, and I just cannot wait to touch down back on the platform to, you know what I'm saying, talk to y'all about a few things that I got to just get off my chest. Y'all already know me. I always got something to get off my chest, you know, and it's been a lot of debate going back and forth with this specific topic today. So today's show is going to be, yes, of course, another hot one, all right? I don't want y'all to go nowhere. Don't do nothing. Well, y'all could do whatever you want to, but don't go nowhere. All right, y'all, I want y'all to stay locked in to Pastor Doobie because when we get back, we're going to just jump right into Mary 101 right quick, all right? But stay tuned, okay, because I got a hot 420 smoke session for y'all, okay? Right now, we're going to jump right into a vibe so y'all can mellow out right quick, get the feel of Pastor Doobie, all right? And when we get back, like I said, we're going to jump right into Mary 101, so don't go nowhere. We be right back.
Scared to admit my shortcomings, let you overdraft in this affair. Declining quicker than we started, evidence we misaligned, and I get more in love with you inside. You miss, something wrong with me. I like the way you screw your face, you'll trigger me right when I need it. You're wrong, but I can't get away out to it. It's the same, and I can't blame myself. Keep loving you, you do it this.
All that I know.
Your crossfire, you are one, and I'm waiting in your
like it's cool, water like it's cool. When you pull up, pull up with a new, and it's not
all
me.
That I know.
Alright, y'all, y'all already know there'll be a little type of technical difficulties going on that background, but we back. We back in the building. This is your girl, Kai. Y'all already know what it is. This is Pastor Doobie. We, like I said, we're going to jump right into Mary 101, and it's really not a lesson today, sort of. You know what I'm saying? Let me just give y'all a little background. Alright, so look. I have started this journey of my life where I'm very, 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 very busy. But I've started a journey of self with my life and pretty much just separating, you know, who I am really on the inside, basically just giving you a basic, you know, what I'm dealing with. I've been super, super busy in my career and a lot of things that I'm doing and just balancing out my feelings, my emotions, and learning how to control them, learning how to, you know, just be, you know, just be happy with what it is because it is just what it is, you know. And along this journey, I have been progressing a lot. I have been doing a lot of really good things in my life and a lot of good opportunities have come my way. And so as these opportunities start presenting themselves and as things start getting better for me in my life, I've noticed a lot of people just randomly, like, dispersing, you know, like they're just gone. And some of which I want to say about a few of them, of course, I let go of myself because of little things that have happened, which is besides the point, but a lot of other people just randomly just start dropping like flies. And I'm here to tell you guys today that there's nothing wrong with that, absolutely nothing wrong with that at all. Once you start going on in your journey and doing what you can for yourself and for your life, once you start focusing, and I mean really focusing on yourself, once you start really putting in all of your energy, all of your time, all of your effort into just yourself, you will really notice how many people you actually have on your side. The people that you thought you had on your side, the people that you thought would be here forever, the people that you thought was going to, you know what I'm saying, ride till the wheels fall off, the people that you thought was really proud of you, they just start to disappear. You know, I guess they just wanted to ride to the store, and you know what I'm saying, once they get there, they don't really need you no more. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. It's absolutely okay because once that dirt starts to leave, then you will realize how much more at peace you are with yourself in your life, how much more happier you are becoming because you don't have to worry about other people, you know, and you don't have to try to fight your demons along with these other people's energy and their demons that they done brought into your life because it can happen. You allow someone to come into your life and sit, and you allow them to come into your life with that baggage. You put the bag in your house, set it off in the corner, and just let it sit and marinate in your house. It starts to stink. You know, it's going to start to funk up your whole entire house. And you're just sitting there looking at it, no, it's my friend's bag, so I'm just going to leave it there, you know. And all the while, it's just funking up, fucking up everything in your household. It's just stinking. It's just dirty. And, you know, and then when people come over, the people who, you know, are supposed to be there, they smell that and they're just like, ugh, I don't know. I don't think I want to sit in here too much longer. And then they leave. Get that. that dirt and that baggage out of your life, out of your house. Let it go. Do some spring cleaning every season. You know what I'm saying? Let them go. Focus on yourself. Cleanse yourself. Heal yourself. Love yourself. And then allow those people who really mean well by you, who love you, who really care about you, who really want to see you succeed and prosper, who actually cares about you, allow them into your space and allow them to continue to purify and to continue to help you along your journey. A lot of people don't really fully understand what helping you along your journey really is. I'm not saying to grab someone's hand and guide them through everything, because it's not going to work that way. You have to discover everything on your own. However, when I say help you along your journey, I mean have someone that's going to come into your life. If you're practicing trying not to be so angry all the time, have someone come into your life that's not going to continuously push the buttons that they already know is going to piss you off. Have someone come into your life that's going to help you on that journey. All right, I know that this pisses you off. I know that you're trying to do better with your life. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to help you. You know what I'm saying? Those are the kind of people that actually care about you, that actually want to see your success. The people that don't give a damn about whether you mad, happy, sad, let them not give a damn. You know what I'm saying? Let them be and care about themselves, and you do the same. Let them go and let them be and care about themselves. All right, y'all? So look, this is what we about to do. As far as in conclusion of all of that, y'all, love yourself first. I always say it starts at home. Love yourself first. Don't give a fuck. Don't care about who comes around, who doesn't. Don't worry about them people and what they think about what you're doing and all of that. As long as you're happy and you're content with your life and the things that you are doing, everything else, everybody else will fall into play. Trust my word and believe me when I say everything else will fall into play. You don't have to worry about anything. Let go. Let it go, and everything else will come as it should. I promise y'all. It's not going to work. I have always thought about the other person's opinion and always thought that, oh, my goodness, if I do this or if I say this or if I wear this, then they are going to think this. I could give a damn. As long as I know deep down in my soul that my mission right now is to do this, that my mission right now is to say this, my mission right now is to dress in this certain way so that I can appease to whom and what I need to do for myself, that's all that needs to be worried about. Worrying about other people and their successes and how they feel and about you and what you're doing, you're never going to get anywhere. You're just going to be living your life through other people's eyes. And 9 times out of 10, everybody's journey is different. You know what I'm saying? You can't just live your life through other people or expecting other people or wanting other people. It just doesn't work that way. You know what I'm saying? So you guys, love yourself. Be one with yourself, and don't worry about everybody else, okay? The only person you need to worry about is yourself, your children, of course, if you have some, but yourself first. Self-love is very, 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 very important, and it's slipping and slipping and slipping as the years and generations go by. I just want to remind you guys, being alone is okay. Solitude is okay. And loving yourself is perfectly fine. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Having people drop out of your life, whether you have a best friend, you know what I'm saying, that you thought was going to be around forever, and then you started to see yourself grow and your friend just started to kind of stay there, not really move with you, that's fine. It's okay. Let it go. All right, you guys, if y'all want to join in on this topic, y'all make sure y'all press 1, okay? Press 1 to join in on this conversation. Right now, though, we're going to catch another vibe right quick. Just a quick little vibe, okay? We're going to catch this vibe. When we get back, y'all already know what it is. We're going to jump right into our smoke session. I got a hot, woo, boy, it's so hot. Y'all might want to bring your lemonade to the party. Go ahead, put on your little swimsuit. Bring your sun hat. Bring your sunscreen, because this topic for smoke session is one that y'all do not want to miss. All right, so we're going to jump into another vibe right quick, and we're going to be right back.
Oh, right back at you, it's the Kid 50 Cent.
Hey, what is your boy, the road music?
What up, y'all? This is J. Cole.
Yeah, yeah, what's going on? It's Fat Joe.
Yo, this is your boy, Weezy.
You're in the mix
with Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
your urban party station.
Heard on every block, played on every street, and jamming worldwide.
Urban Flavor Radio.
Taste the flavor.
Urban Flavor Radio.
I'm in these streets.
Your urban party station.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Why you make it so complicated? Off the drain, we concentrating. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm so high in here, been smoking on this. Told him go and take a shot on three. Told him drink, it's on me. Yeah, the drinks are on me. I said now go and take a shot on me. Only drug a bitch on is a tree. But I like to turn around like a freak, like a tree.
I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
I'll keep it simple, baby. I'ma keep it simple with you, baby. You know I don't ever play no games. You know I don't ever complicate it. Got to feel some type of way. Concentrating, concentrating on the way. Keep the rhythm. Oh my God, I'm glad you came. You came through with that sativa. And the good you have me stuck. You know just how to keep me up. You know it, better believe it.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
Smoking out the container.
We spend cash for entertainment.
There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying.
It's me and you and we making arrangements.
It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Why you make it so complicated?
Why you make it so complicated?
Off the drink, we concentrate.
Off the drink, we concentrate.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
I know, I know.
Smoking out the container.
We smoke, we smoke.
We spend cash for entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements.
Me and you, me and you, me
it's you and me and we making arrangements.
What up, y'all?
You're listening to...
It's 420. Yes, it is. So y'all already know it's time to take off. Y'all ready? All right. Let's go. Let's do it. Oops. I done dropped my lighter and I lost it. Oh, my God, where did my
life? 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Woo! Y'all, right before y'all left me, I found my lighter. Y'all was about to leave me. Oh, my God, you cannot leave me, okay? There's the call. That shall not leave the host. Jeez, that lighter was gone too, y'all. I dropped the damn lighter. I don't know where the hell it went to. That lighter was not trying to let me take off with y'all, but we've made it successfully. Let me get a little bit higher. Hold on. Because this topic, like I said, y'all, is a hot one. Polygamy versus monogamy. Let's talk about it, y'all. Because, y'all, some of y'all motherfuckers got this shit confused. All right. Now, women have it confused, okay? Women have polygamy and monogamy confused, but men do not know how to carry out polygamy. Let me just be clear with what I'm saying. First, oh, damn, my doobie done went out, y'all. Ain't that some shit? Hold on a second. All right, we back in action. Anyway, so let's talk about the difference between the two, okay? And I'm going to speak in pure English. Polygamy, poly, meaning many, and then gammy, meaning like a combination of form of like a union, like marriage, like united, like that, etc. Mono, as well as mon, meaning one, a mono y mono, one-on-one, you know what I'm saying? Polygamy, one man, multiple women, multiple wives, monogamy, one man, one wife, okay? That's as English as it can get. That's what it is. All right? Now, the reason why I say that some women have polygamy and monogamy all confused. Now, a lot of women, and I'm laughing because it's just crazy, y'all. A lot of women, they want to be in these polygamous relationships. I don't know why the fuck this shit keep wanting to go out. It's getting on my nerves. But a lot of women want to be in this polygamous relationships with these men who present it to them for one reason only. Why is that? I mean, what's the reason? The reason behind it is they just want that man. It's a lustful thing. I want to be with you. Oh, my God. I love you. Damn, if you ain't choking, you ain't smoking. Okay, Kaya. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, I'm high as giraffe pussy smoking a fucking doobie. Like, sheesh, like if a fucking giraffe was smoking a doobie, I'm as high as her pussy. For real. All is coughing. But, yeah, so a woman, women or some women like to think that being in a polygamous relationship is going to, you know, help her keep her man. So she's not fully committed to the polygamous relationship. She's just all for it, all hidey-ho, you know what I'm saying, because she's like, this is the only way I'm going to be able to keep this man. You know, so she, even if she doesn't agree with it now, it's okay, side note for that, it's okay to not agree with polygamy. If you are not with it, you just not with it. You feel me? We all are different. You know, we all think differently. We all want different things. It's okay, sis. You know what I'm saying? And then when they get themselves tied up, You know what I'm saying? Now they done with the man, you know, and now they're trying to court someone else. The woman is starting to get all in her feelings and shit. She's all jealous and, you know, she's trying to make it work out, but it's fake, you know, and you could feel the fakeness. Nothing ever works out. Y'all can't seem to ever court another woman, you know, because of the fact that she can't get her shit together, you know? She's dumb to the facts of polygamy, number one. She has no clue what it takes to be in a polygamous relationship. She has no clue how to even take care of her king, you know, let alone working with another select few women to help to take care of her king because she's selfish. Now, if y'all listen to previous shows of mine, I definitely had a show speaking about women and how selfish women can be. Okay, y'all listen. Hang on, all right. Hang on. Let me get my little doobie. Hold on, real quick, y'all, because I don't put it down. I really had to say that. Hold on. Now, men. This the one right here, y'all. Let me go ahead and hit this, because this the one right here. This the one I don't think nobody ready for. And y'all press one. Just dial one. If you want to join in on a topic, if you got a comment or anything, even if you disagree, join in. Join in, please. I want to hear your side. I want to hear your voice. Men don't even know what the fuck they're doing anymore. Let's just be clear. And I've said this on multiple times before. Polygamy is not some type of organization. It's not some type of group chat. Okay, hold on. We got somebody on board. We got somebody on board right quick. Caller, what up? Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello. Can you hear me?
What's up? I can hear you. How you doing?
I'm good. I just want to sign up for the polygamy. So if there's anybody else listening and they interested, I'm with the shit. I'm ready to go.
Okay. And what is it? What is your take on polygamy?
Because it takes a community. Come on, we're going to build us a little community. We're going to build us a little empire. And you go do your thing, and you be happy. I'm going to do my thing, and I'm going to be happy. And then we all going to do our thing together, and we all going to be happy. And we're just going to be one happy little community. We're going to be one family.
Exactly. You don't feel like we can bring up a nation on monogamy? You feel like a nation can be built solely off of monogamy?
I mean, it's going to be a lot more work because you need people to make it work.
Right.
Can now, I'm not going to say so. I'm going to use, for example, you got a Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? Them two together have built an empire. That's great. You know what I'm saying? That's wonderful. But they have a group of people to where, me personally, I'm not going to lie, I love women. I might not be able to tie myself down to just one. And then I might have a female who, you know, she loves guys and she just, you know, can't tie herself down to just one. Well, girl, go have a good time. I'll see you when you get home, you know, and vice versa. And if the people are willing to, you know, kind of join, I think that would be real cool. Like, I got three wives, you know, and they got their little friends. And at the end of the day, we all happy.
They all got something different to bring to the table. Now, look, you a man. I got a man on the ship with us, y'all. So this is what I was going into next. And this is the question that I want to ask you. Now, do you feel as though, In order to be completely ready for a polygamous relationship, you must first master monogamy?
Yes, I do. I'm not going to say that. You have to first master self.
Okay,
in either one of those situations, you have to first master self. Once you've mastered self, either one of those would work for you.
Either one of them would
work, because mastering self helps you to understand what it is you truly want.
Correct.
For self.
Okay.
Right? So, once you master self, you, go ahead.
Let's speak. I understand that completely. Let's elementary it a little bit, okay? Being as we know what polygamy is, what it takes to be in a polygamous relationship, could you agree that being in a polygamous relationship, you have to learn how to love each of those women individually? So if you can't love them monogamously, then how will you be ready to love them all polygamous?
So to me, take the monogamy, polygamy, take all of those words out of it. You master self, you learn how to love self, and you learn how to love others. It doesn't matter whether it's monogamy or polygamy. Love is love. And knowing how to love someone doesn't matter if it's just them by themselves or if it's multiple people. If you know how to love a person, right, first you have to know how to love yourself, right? Then you know how to love a person, because that to me is a no-brainer. I have children. I love each one of my children differently.
When
but
it,
in a sense,
so,
I love them the same.
So what about when it comes to, what about when it starts getting deeper, when it starts coming to, you know, your feelings and your energy and your time and whom you put it into? Because loving people, knowing yourself and learning how to love people and other people, I feel like is a different type of energy than it is when you are loving your queens, your wives, and your king, and you guys are building a family, you know, and you guys are building businesses and things together. I feel like that's a different type of love and feeling that you have to give, the energy that you would have to give into that. And I would have to say yes, simply because I feel like if you can't love that one, you know, and learn how to understand each other, learn how to communicate with each other first, how can you do that? There's going to be three others of her.
I think once again that's a no-brainer, because I doubt very seriously you're going to take on three relationships. Like, nobody, I don't got a guy walking out the door, and then today he's going to take on three females, and now he has to try to love each one of those females. So the first relationship, 9 times out of 10 that you get into, will be the most important, probably, and one of the most vital, because you have to come to agreement to say, okay, we're going to bring somebody else into our relationship.
Correct.
So hopefully you two have developed a great love for one another and a great understanding of one another before you invited the second person in.
Exactly. So you can't, because what what I've been seeing, yes, and my dupesters out there, y'all, what I've been seeing is a lot of men doing just what you said, walking out the house and just like, I'm going to have this organization called polygamy, and I'm going to have you and you and you and you and you too. Yeah, you over there. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah, I don't think that's the smart way to do it.
That's not going to work. And then we got another caller on the ship. Is that all right with you, caller? We're going to add somebody up in here. Hello, hello, hello.
Yo, how you doing?
What's up? What's your name? Where you from?
My name Lex. I'm from Lex Talk Late Night.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been enjoying your show so far too, young. But yeah, I understand what the last caller was saying and everything. You know what I mean? And I agree with him to a certain extent. I can see both sides to the equation. Like, I feel like on one hand, polygamy I can get with, you know what I mean, but I don't choose to add all that difficulty to my life. You know what I'm saying? It adds more. Like, when you add more people, it's already hard enough trying to get to know one person, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's just too much for me. Like, I could do it because of my urges, like, because, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, yeah, I do find other, you know, people attractive and all that. You want to do that, but just like you want to eat healthy to be healthy, you know what I'm saying, you got to, you know, over your desire sometimes for certain shit, right? But if you open, that's for me, though. But if you open enough and you comfortable enough to do that for you, that's cool, you know what I mean? But it ain't for me. I'm monogamy all day.
So, okay, so let's rewind for a second. You said that you wouldn't want to add all that difficulty to your life, having multiple wives. Okay, so listen for a second. Why would you want just that one difficulty in your life?
Nah, like, you know what I'm saying? When it's one individual, you know, you're crazy, love. So, you know, you want that, like, you want to, and like he said, you got to know yourself before you do any of this shit, you know what I'm saying, whether you do monogamy or polygamy, but once you know yourself and you find that person that you're down for, like he said, that's going to be your first love and all that, you're going to meet that person, and they're going to be more than the others, but
so
that's
hold
too much
on real quick.
Hold on
real quick. So, but just say, all right, so let's just think about it for a second, because I'm not trying, I don't want to steer you. I just want you to think differently as far as polygamy goes, okay? So
yeah.
What if you are with your partner and you guys are married, you guys are happy, then it wouldn't really be anything stressful adding on to that union, because you guys together coming as one could possibly want to be happy with someone else. Someone else could possibly make the both of you happy. You guys can continue to not so much a lot of stress.
Hold on.
We got another caller. Hold on real quick. We're about to add him on the chat. Is that music?
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Hi.
My name is Reese, and I'm from Maryland.
You from Maryland?
Yeah, so go ahead and pass the doobie. Yeah, pass the doobie real quick.
Hold on real quick. Let me like this. Hold on.
Yeah, pass the doobie. Let me smoke.
That's for you. You know we up there. I'm glad you up there with us. That's what's up. So what's up? What's your intake on polygamy? Let's hear it.
Okay, so I think that I'm partake with both sides, to be honest.
Okay.
And a female shoes. Okay?
Okay.
So
okay.
It just depends on, because I wear a lot of hats. So sometimes I'm like one person. Sometimes I'm like one multiple people. So it depends on where I'm at in my life.
Okay,
so at this time of my life, I'm free. So I kind of like just want to deal with, you know, multiple people. Not necessarily be in a relationship with multiple people, because I wouldn't know how to handle it as being with a lot of men. Because you could say being in a relationship with multiple men and having a relationship with them. So saying, like, if I'm tied down to me plus all these men that I have. Just like the same set as if a man was married to multiple women. I'm going to say if I was married to multiple men.
Okay, so
a little complicated to the men's aspect, because they tend to be more emotional than us, to be honest. Men are a little bit more emotional than us.
All right, see, now you about to start. She's stirring up the pot, dupesters. Hold on, y'all, because you know it's about to get real hot in here. Cause she said some stuff now. Hold on. Let me hit this. I got to respond. All right. So, listen. She mentioned, I know y'all can hear, she mentioned a woman and having multiple men. All right. Hold on a second. That... is not so much polygamy. It's actually made up. Women are not, as a woman, as a divine woman, are not supposed to have multiple men. That's not how that goes. Mm. That's not how that works.
Mm.
Women, as a divine woman, and I want to ask both of y'all a question in a second, like you too. I know you're still here. I feel your spirit. But as a woman, it's our ancestors, where it all started, where polygamy started. Mm-hmm. There was never, if you really think about it, in our ancestors, have you ever seen a woman on her throne with all these men? There was always a king. Exactly. There was always a king on his throne with his queen with multiple women. Women
but,
at his
but
feet.
Why does it have to be like that, though? That's what
because
I don't understand. What is it that...
What our divine duties as a woman, W-O-M-B-M-A-N, as a divine, we are to do what? To nurture and
right.
to be fruitful.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely,
if
I get it.
We give that, we give that to our kings, and our kings are to reciprocate what? Protection. They are to reciprocate
provide.
Foundation. So that is them. That is what they do, and we give to them. We feed our men, and they reciprocate. We will never have to, honey, do you think that if you give your man what he wants, you think you ever have to beg for things? Not a damn thing.
Not at all.
He will love on you
and
give you everything he can ever want.
Exactly, and that's where I'm at with it when I say I'm on both sides. Because
so do you feel like,
I feel like
you and Lex, I'm sorry, keep going.
I'm here, but I'm just like, you know what I'm saying, at this day and age, you know, it's to each his own. People creating their own reality, you know, at this point in life, like everybody has their own perception, you know what I mean? And so... For somebody,
but what is the
you,
actual,
that you said, you, how, you said as far as, you know, I'm a lesbian woman, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm not even following what you're talking about, you know what I mean, at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, so
well,
I just
it would be
know
like,
you gotta,
for you, if you don't mind me asking, what do you identify as? What is your pronoun? So... then you would, in your relationship, you would, okay, you're dominant. This is not
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'm a dominant
you know what
woman.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
And your queen that you invite into your own life would be nurturing to you.
Yeah. But,
so do you
I mean, to,
feel do you
like,
feel
I'm just...
You can have, do y'all both feel as if you can have a relationship? I mean, I'm sorry, excuse me, not a relationship. Do you both feel you can have... you be in love or have those type of emotions for more than one person at once?
Yeah, I kind of do, though. I ain't going to I do feel that, but I don't want that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can, I do know that I can, but I don't want that. You know
okay.
what I mean? Like I said, if I can get in a committed relationship, I don't want to add no more extra. Like, if it's just having sex with other women, that's different. Like, we open our relationship to do something every blue moon, you know, together. But not on no, you always around, you know what I mean? I got to deal with you, and I don't even got enough time for that, you know? I got time for one.
You ain't got time for that. What about you, man? Where you at? Hold on, y'all.
Oh,
I got another caller. Hold on real quick. Hello.
All right, so I have one question.
Bet. What's up?
Just based on something you just spoke on, right?
Okay.
So are you familiar with the word polyandry?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What is polyandry?
It's a woman with multiple men. That's made up. That's some motherfucking
made up
shit that they just threw into the air and made that shit what it is. That's made that.
So you need to tell me that I cannot find you African queen in our history that had a harem of men.
You can. That's made up. That's Matrix. That's not how that goes.
No. This is actual fact. These are people who live. Who ruled in kingdoms in Africa, mm-hmm. who were actual people, and they had multiple husbands.
Right, and that's not the way of living. You cannot breed multiple children and be fruitful the way that we are supposed, the way that us women are supposed to do with one right. woman and multiple men. You, one woman can mm-hmm. only bear but so many children. How fruitful can you be? How can life continue to go on with one woman and multiple men?
Well, I mean, today you have women who don't have multiple men, right? Who have one or two children, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have women. My father's mother had 13 children,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
By like 7 or 8 different men, though.
Mm-hmm.
So she was very fruitful.
Mm-hmm.
She was fruitful with a bunch of different men.
Them 13 children is like a 1%, or if that.
Say that again.
Them 13 children is a 1%, or even if that, to populating this earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just speaking to your point of how fruitful can a woman be with multiple men. Well, my grandmother was very fruitful.
She was very fruitful
with
to an extent, but it's not enough to populate.
But imagine if 13 other women, right? Follow in my grandmother's footsteps, or 100 other women, or 1,000 other women, or we would definitely be repopulated.
But that's not happening.
Right,
that's
because nobody's doing the polyandry thing.
Nobody is doing the polygamy thing. If you have seven, no one is being fruitful, let's just say, okay? No one is being fruitful. Okay, as far as being, and I'm not just talking about, hold on, dudes, let me be clear. Don't be just going out there spraying your pussy now and you want to live as babies and shit. I'm fruitful. Don't be doing that. Ain't nobody saying all of that. But for instance, like for me, I want to have 8 children. Now, if I'm in, like, a king and he wants, what, 4 wives and have all of them have, what, like, a good 7 kids, that's one family. And then you're inviting more. And then when you go and you got more, their grandkids, imagine 7 of you have 7 kids. Imagine all 7 of them probably having 7 kids each, and then now you got all these grandkids. Now you have a whole litter of you and your gifts and your genes and everything just flowing all through the earth, and there's many, many, many. How far does it go, or did it go after your grandmother had the 13 children?
Each one of them had a whole bunch of children, so it just made for a big family.
So how far did it go is what I'm saying. Like, is she really being fruitful? How far after the 13 children, was there 13 each children? Was there 2 each, 5? The number started to...
Well, I mean, so each one after that, my uncles and all of them, yes, they started bearing children. We have a big family, so it's because everybody started having babies.
Did you just question Joel and Duke first?
I did.
Well, we up in space, so I'm hoping it land on
anybody. I'm washing my hands, too. I hope they hear that.
All right, but look, hey, yo, hold on real quick. Do I still got everybody still up in the building right quick with me?
I want to thank you guys because I got to get ready to go. I want to thank for the conversation, though. I appreciate it.
Yeah, me too, young. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you, too. All right, so look, y'all. We was getting real, real hot. It was getting hot and sweaty. And I do want to continue this topic. Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'm going to continue this topic. Right now, though, let's cool down. Y'all go get you something to drink. I'm about to relight my doobie. Y'all make sure y'all relight whatever y'all got going on. If you need to roll another one, because, roll another one. We about to catch another vibe right quick. All right, we going to be right back. Welcome back, Dupesters. Y'all, we still up there. Let me tell y'all something right quick. I'm so high. It's crazy. Like, wow. I don't know what y'all toting on over there, but I hope y'all doobies is fully loaded because this one right here, is taking me there. Took me all the way there. Look, but no. Okay, so... Can we all, I am, y'all, look, stay tuned. Next Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, y'all check back in with your girl Kai on Pass the Doobie because, look, I'm definitely continuing this topic. Gotta get back in the hot seat. Make sure y'all come with y'all fans, y'all lemonade, your ice cream, all your little cold shit. Turn your AC all the way down, okay? I need y'all to be, y'all need to get comfortable because I'm about to add this hot topic right back in the mix, okay? We cannot let this one go past, okay? Not yet, at least. And then we done added some other sauce up in the mix, so you know what I'm saying? It's getting real saucy. It's going to be real, real good. So y'all make sure y'all check in next Monday, all right? But look, women, I'm not, like, I had to be clear with that. I don't want y'all going out there. Okay, so Kaya said I got to be fruitful, so... you know what I'm saying? Let me go ahead and you wanna be fruitful with me? No, please don't do that. Okay. Don't do that shit. That's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Polygamy versus monogamy, y'all. It's a big thing, it's a real thing. And I feel like right now, people is getting all misconstrued, you know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all call in next Monday. Press 1 to call in. I want to hear your opinion. I want to hear what you got to say based on it, you know what I'm saying? And make sure y'all check out my girl Lex Talk every Saturday night. So what? From 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Yes, yours truly on Urban Flavor Reloaded. Like I said, make sure y'all check out every Saturday night. Let's Talk from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. All right, y'all. Make sure y'all check me out next Monday. Please bring the hottest of the hottest herb with you. Bring, you know what I'm saying, the fattest of the fattest cones, whatever you got, okay? Because we're going to roll up, light up, take off once again with this same topic, polygamy versus monogamy. All right, this your girl, Kaya, in the building. I love y'all so much. Thank y'all for tuning in. Shout out to all my guests who called in today. Shout out to y'all. I love y'all so much. I love everybody else who tuned in every Monday. Thank y'all so much. All right, y'all. I'm out. Peace. I love you. Bye.
It's different. 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 It's